Hi, it's Andrea Cunliffe with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We're talking with Taina Asili. She's a musician, a director, a filmmaker, a producer, and a wonderful person who cares very much about society and political issues. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. You've got something wonderful happening soon.
I do. I have a documentary short that's going to be premiering at the International Puerto Rican Heritage Film Festival, and that's Thursday at 4 o'clock. And the film festival is actually opening, tonight's the opening night, so it's gonna be happening all week long. Amazing filmmakers from all over Puerto Rico and the diaspora, so all over the US and wherever else we reside.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. You started an album about a year ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I released an album. It's called Resiliencia. And I released that last year. And I actually had my album release celebration at the Sanctuary for Independent Media at the end of March last year. Since then, I've worked on these music video documentaries based on the album. So the album is Women of Color Stories of Resilience. So I interviewed women of color and I composed songs based on their stories. And from those compositions, I put out the album, but I also started to work on this documentary series based on those stories. So Who I Am is the latest one. I think it's the fourth one in the documentary series that I've released. And this one is about a Puerto Rican professional wrestler and trans woman, performing artist, and all around creative individual. Her name is Paola Gonzalez, and she lives here in the Capital Region. Not all of the stories are based on women in the Capital Region, but this one is. And this is her story of finding joy and liberation through professional wrestling. And when I say professional wrestling, I don't mean like the wrestling teams in high school that you might think of, but the WWE style, WWF style, slamming in a ring style professional wrestling. It's really fabulous. Paola Gonzalez. I did a smaller screening on Monday with the Albany Public Library. That's a part of a monthly series I'm doing with the Albany Public Library, where I am sharing these documentaries and hosting different people and different groups in our community to open them up for a community discussion. So on Monday we had Paola, and it just so happened to be her birthday. So that was all extra exciting, and in our own voices. And we had a community discussion to follow the screening of the documentary. So that was our first sharing it with the public moment. And then obviously with the Puerto Rican Heritage Film Festival, it'll be a larger audience of people that we'll be sharing it with.
So this is a monthly event you have at the Albany Library?
Yes. So each month, it's the second Monday of every month. It's a workshop, and we're calling it a workshop, but it's really more of like a community discussion and kind of engaging in the topic. So next we will be screening Resiliencia, which is the name of the album, but it's also the name of the documentary short that I created to go with the album. And that one is a 30-minute documentary about sharing the stories of four women artists and activists in Puerto Rico about 4 months after Hurricanes Irma and Maria hit the island. That documentary I released last year, and actually won Best Documentary last year at the International Puerto Rican Heritage Film Festival, which was really exciting. That was like my first big award that I got for filmmaking.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very active politically in protest songs and music videos. You've inspired social movements and justice and food justice and climate justice and prisoner justice. This is something that you've really focused on. It comes through in all of your songs, all of your work. So do you feel that art has a responsibility to society, to political issues?
I think that art is one of the most essential pieces of our existence as humans. And it's our human responsibility to care about each other, right? So social justice is really the bottom line of it is really love and care for one another and recognizing that our existence is interconnected on this planet and that we need to and must care about each other's well-being, right? And so an injustice to one is an injustice to all. And so art is our human birthright and our one of our most powerful weapons, tools to take care of one another, to resist injustice, to speak about it, to reclaim our joy, to reclaim our humanity in the face of inhumanity. So I don't think it's something that's particular to one person or another. I actually think that it's imperative upon all of us to use our creativity, you know, in these times to manifest a different world, right? A different world where Black lives matter, a different world where our earth is cared for and not being harmed, a different world where we have gender justice, where trans people are not going to be subjected to violence and discrimination, a different world where healthcare is a human right and education is a human right. So I think it's really just my way of contributing to that collective responsibility.
We've certainly been successful so far, and I think you'll continue most of your work based on women's stories. Is that consistent?
I wanted this particular album to be focused on women of color stories of resilience. I had and do have so many amazing women of color in my life who have inspired me. It actually started out as a residency at the Art Center of the Capital Region. It was just sort of like a kind of a songwriting workshopping type of thing. And then it moved into what we have today. But for me, it's more about approaching songwriting in a different way. So in the past, I've written songs that were inspired by my own personal life or maybe by movements that I'm a part of and inspired by that. But I hadn't ever written someone else's story before. For me, it was a process of deep listening and really taking the time to listen to someone's story, even if it was somebody that I already know, but really just getting an opportunity to listen, do some deep listening and see where are the places where I intersect, where my story intersects with their story and write from that place. And since then, I've had the opportunity to work in other capacities. So doing commissions with nonprofit organizations, social justice organizations that are doing work maybe on gender justice or climate justice issues, and being able to write from that voice, from that movement voice, and collaborate with those organizers. So for example, with the organization 1 Billion Rising, this is an organization that works on gender issues of gender justice, ending gender-based violence. I had the opportunity to work with them and create a song that not only from a US perspective, but now from a global perspective, which is called We Are Rising. And then we created a music video to go with it.
How would you describe your music? Because I'm thinking about how you would explain what your music sounds like, but there's everything there. There's everything. There's salsa, there's samba, there's reggae, there's jazz, there's punk rock, there's everything. And it's so energetic. It's so full of life and so exciting. How would you describe your music?
I would say probably all of those things. I it's very fusion. I like to move between different styles. It reflects my own musical interests. You know, I grew up in a Puerto Rican household. My parents loved salsa and other styles of, you know, traditional styles of Puerto Rican music. My father was a musician. My mother was a dancer. And, you know, we have other musicians and creatives in our family that runs very deep. So that's one piece. But then I was in the punk rock movement for a long time. So that is a huge element for me. You know, Rage and Rebellion is another important piece. I love hip hop. you know, spoken word and reggae. And I studied flamenco for a period of time. I still study a little bit. And so all of these different elements just get infused into the music. Art is as expansive as humans are. And so we can express ourselves with whatever tools we desire. So for me, I don't like to limit it to one particular genre. To me, it's just music. It's music that speaks to my soul, my heart, my mind, and then music that I hope to offer to our movements for social change.
Well, thank you. Anything in particular that you wanted to add? Is there a way we can get a hold of your music?
You can go to tainaasili.com. The International Puerto Rican Heritage Film Festival. You can get tickets online. This is like an opportunity to actually watch something, like a whole week of documentaries and films of all sorts that are going to actually feed your body, mind, and spirit. They're going to really feed us. And they're coming from Puerto Rico and the diaspora. And they are, anything that's in Spanish also has English subtitles. So it's bilingual. You know, anybody can watch. So yeah, I highly recommend checking out the entire film festival.